Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day with friends and family. We're just over a week away from the beginning of Lent. You know, the Church, in her wisdom, leads us each year through the rhythms of the life of Jesus, the celebration of the main events of Jesus' life, his incarnation, his life, death, resurrection, ascension into glory, the outpouring of the Spirit of Pentecost, the beginning of the life of the Church, the mission of the Church as it unfolded and began to make its way through human history. And the Church reminds us and is like a good mother, a good teacher, brings us into the story of God revealed in Jesus. And we live it year after year after year, and there's cycles and different things that we do in the year. And we're, like I said, we're a little over a week away from the season of Lent, which is a penitential season where we do a deep dive under the grace and power of the Holy Spirit through the readings and the way the Church beautifully just leads us through that season. It's a deep dive into looking at our own hearts, the conversion process, the transformation of our lives, the constant call of the Lord and the Holy Spirit to go deeper, to be conformed to the person of Jesus, to walk in deeper virtue and holiness and surrender. The Scripture has those very strong words Jesus said, you know, that the Father is calling us to perfection, right? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, on our human strength, that's absolutely impossible. Not possible. But it's a work that Jesus wants to do in us through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit that is given to us. If without it, we could never become holy in that way. And Jesus' plan, the Father's plan, is that all those who bear his name, who die in Christ, will be presented to the Father perfect. And who does the perfecting? It's Jesus. And it's our cooperation with the work of the Holy Spirit in us, that saying yes to the Lord's plan to lead us to ever deeper levels of purity and holiness and surrender and love. But really, at the heart of it, it's a radical, total surrender of our lives to God with faith, hope, and love. The theological virtues just deeply penetrating us and transforming us to the point where we're living in love, in radical love for God, radical love for neighbor, loving ourselves in the grace of God, the way we're meant to have the self-respect and the gratitude for who God has made, accepting ourselves in Christ. It's living in love. And the saints are living models, right? The saints show us how far a human being can go surrendered to Jesus. We see in the saints the incarnation of the life and teaching of Jesus, and it gives us hope about what can happen here on earth. And the key thing for us as we begin to move toward this penitential season is to see that what the Church wants us to understand is that it's important for us to grasp the actual condition that we're in. First of all, the condition of the human heart. How does God diagnose the human condition? What's the Catholic Christian anthropology? How do we understand the human person? That's what I want to touch on a little bit today. I've thought about it for a couple reasons as a topic this week, because we begin the week with a series of readings from each day presented at Mass, the letter from James and the brother of Jesus, Scripture says. And it's a unique letter in the New Testament in that it's fundamentally an exhortation, focuses a lot on moral living and moral conduct. And I think the Church preparing us as we move toward Lent to be able to see the kind of life that we're called to. And that's the famous letter in which faith and works are talked about. And James is so clear and provides such an important understanding of a Catholic perspective of the relationship between faith and works, that he said, you know, yes, show me your faith, you know, I'll show you my works. That the idea that faith is always a reality, that first we entrust ourselves to God, we say yes to God, we believe his revelation, we entrust ourselves to him, and the gift is given to us of in baptism, the forgiveness of sins. Our life is applied to the cross of Jesus Christ. We die with Christ. We rise in the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. This is God's gift to us. The capacity to even see its value, to say yes to it, is God's merciful gift to us. But as Paul says, faith expresses itself through love. Faith is not just an idea in the mind, but it's the work of God in us, helping us say yes to the call to conversion, which is both a life surrendered in trust, and it's a life lived and walking in the footsteps of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, and one of the things that you could see in that letter is what Jesus had so clearly in view, and that is the condition of the human heart and the need for repentance and a need to see sin for what it really is. About a month ago, I was speaking at a conference in Gainesville and pulled up to the hotel where I was staying, and there must have been 150 bikers there on their Harleys. Right across the street was a big Harley shop, and motorcycle group, all dressed. They looked kind of like the Hells Angels in terms of what they were wearing and the rest of it. But it turns out, great group of guys who their particular group is focused on sobriety. These are all guys who either have gone through treatment, I think. I talked to a bunch of them. You know, they looked the part, you know, the full tattoos, beards, big husky guys. And as I talked to them, I was reminded one of the things I've really admired over the years of the men and women that I've met who've gone through AA and their ability to be honest about their own human weakness, the condition of their hearts, you might say, the a lot of the ego and a lot of the masks are taken off, and they have a kind of honesty about their own brokenness and about their own sinfulness, and are working a set of steps to help surrender their lives to God in deeper ways. And the men I talked to were all Christian, and it was just refreshing to be able to talk to them because they weren't afraid to talk about the battles that they're facing, the internal battles. And as a group of biker brothers, they're helping each other say yes to virtue, really, and to sobriety. And in many cases, I didn't meet all of them, but in many cases, saying yes to God, saying yes to Jesus and following in his footsteps. And as I was reflecting, I thought, yeah, it really is. I mean, Jesus really does have the insight into what's in the human heart. He diagnosed the human condition like no one else. I mean, it's not a surprise. He's the second person of the Trinity. All things are made through him, including us, so he knows our frame. John's Gospel is in chapter 2, verse 25. He himself knew what was in man. Jesus knows what's in man. One of the most important verses in the Bible that had impact on my life, and I might say one of the reasons why I'm a Catholic, why I'm a Christian, not the only one, but clearly one of them, is how profoundly true Jesus' teaching is about the human heart. I want to begin this week just reflecting on a passage from Mark chapter 7. You've heard it before. I've talked about it on the program at various times over the last few years about Jesus is confronted and he's asked the question if, you know, the breaking of certain dietary laws, if it defiles man. And Jesus says this, and he said to them, "Then are you without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and so passes on? Thus he declared all foods clean." So there's real issues in the Jewish community about, you know, the change in that Jesus was bringing was to say that the ritual practice and the dietary laws that were part of the whole economy of Jewish life that focused on externals and external behavior, Jesus was saying we're essentially getting to the heart of the matter. And what defiles a man does not come from outside the man. And then he gets to the key point. He said, what comes out of a man is what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a man. So Jesus makes it clear what is the real issue. And the real issue for the human race is our battle against sin and where sin rooted. It's rooted in the human heart. It's rooted fundamentally in the rejection of God and saying no to God. The Catechism has some very powerful paragraphs on this. I just was reading today, 1432 of the Catechism said, the human heart is heavy and hardened. Think about that. The human heart is heavy and it's hardened. That's a diagnosis of every single human heart. One of the things Jesus was not afraid to talk about are the apostles, and Jesus talked about it quite a bit, was the sin problem. We don't like to talk about it as much these days. People say, oh, it's so negative, and it's a kind of a buzzkill, and let's focus on the positive. Well, Jesus focused on the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. And we'll never be free. We'll never actually understand ourselves. We'll never be able to come into full freedom and the full freedom of the sons and daughters of God without understanding just how deep the problem is and the radical need we have for conversion, which is what Lent is all about, the whole journey we're going to have together in this season of Lent, which begins next Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. But let me read the rest of this paragraph. Again, 1432, the human heart is heavy and hardened. God must give man a new heart. That's the story of Christianity. The new heart is in a person, Jesus. Jesus was the one who walked the earth and gave to the Father everything that belonged to the Father. He did justice to the Father. He fulfilled the commandment to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And fulfilling what the prophet Jeremiah and the prophet Isaiah and others prophesied, that the day was coming when God's law would not be on stone, on an external reminder of what we're called to be, but God would put his law into your heart and mind, to all those who say yes to Christ and are baptized into him. Those who are baptized begin a process of ongoing conversion. The initial conversion is saying yes to Jesus, becoming a child of God, having our sins forgiven. So the Catechism goes on here in this paragraph, says, conversion is first of all a work of the grace of God who makes our hearts return to him. Restore us to thyself, O Lord, that we may be restored. God gives us the strength to begin anew. It is in discovering the greatness of God's love that our heart is shaken by the horror and the weight of sin and begins to fear offending God by sin and being separated from him. The human heart is converted by looking upon him whom our sins have pierced. And there's a quote here from one of the saints said, let us fix our eyes on Christ's blood and understand how precious it is to his Father. For poured out for our salvation, it has brought the whole world the grace of repentance. The human heart is sin sick. It's not negative to think about that. It's not discouraged. Shouldn't discourage us to think about it. It ought to lead us to repentance. But to understand the wisdom that the church has, the church really has, friends, the fundamental understanding of the human condition. And she has the grace. She's been given the grace, and the grace of Christ flowing through her to lead us away from defilement into purity, into holiness, by the grace of God, through the sacraments of the church, through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit working in us. I want to talk about it more tomorrow, friends. I hope you can tune in. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.